The Drone Show. I'm here with Gordon.
Good morning.
Gordon's one of the listeners to the show, and this is Gordon's copter. He's built and bought everything, and the specs that we said on the show. But you've been having trouble. What's happened?
Yeah, this is exactly off the list. So this is the copter off the show notes.
No difference.
Got so far. Frame was the last bit to come. I'd had the wiring for a little bit, and I'd had a play, and I plugged it into the laptop, and could see how it all kind of worked. Sat down one Sunday afternoon and decided to put it all actually together. Got as far as the motors on, worked out where to put the ESCs. They were going to sort of sit in here. Got the power board, did the soldering, and thought, well, I'll...
But?
Yes, there's a but. The next thing I understood is you've got to get the motors spinning to see if they spin the right way. Nothing. Put power in, not a beep, not a murmur. So instead of giving up at that point, I thought, well, okay, quit while you're ahead and you've got the frame built and you've got it done. Let's wait for the next show episode. Nah, I'll just got some of these leads here.
But.
And one of them went straight from the board.
Here's a power board
there. Well, these are quite thick cables. And there's a little couple of pins on there. I thought, oh, that looks the right shape for that. So I popped one on the end of there, and I stuck the other one in the receiver. And the receiver lit up. It's great. It went orange.
Does that work now?
No. Then there was a bit of crackling noise, and some smoke came out of the GPS bit, 80 quid.
This is his APM board. This was his APM board.
Yeah, there was this sort of acrid smell of burning plastic if you put your nose near that. And the telemetry thing as well.
So you smoked all the electrics?
220 quid worth of bits.
Okay, well done, mate. So Gordon's here to fix it today. I have a spare APM board which we're going to fit and try and make work. And we're going to see if we can get this flying in the next couple of hours. So that's today's job. But that is, are you going to try and return that?
I'm going to send it back to the guy. He's the guy who...
Alex at Iron Man Tech Shop, really good bloke.
Very, very helpful. Trying to understand what I've done. I don't think, probably can't quite believe it. But he's given me a returns number. So we'll send it all back. I'm not expecting...
I've got to say 3DR are very good as well. Because the 2.5 board was prone to power failures here. And I had one that power failed. Send it back to Alex. Alex sends back to 3DR. And 3DR in a lot of cases will repair it. The power module failure that they used to get was an inherent fault, so they changed mine free of charge. I didn't do anything wrong with it. But the chances are, if you have fried your board, if you send it back to 3DR through Alex, then they're going to charge you, but they'll probably just reflow some stuff or change the board over and give you it back at a reduced rate.
Okay.
So you have a spare then.
Well, if they can do the same with the other bits, then
that's naked.
Is that naked? Bit of landfill there.
So anyway, we're going to have a go at fixing this now, and we'll have a go flying it as well today, hopefully. So it's raining. So, we've finished it. Interestingly, I mean, you were worried that you fried a lot more than you have. So, ESCs survived, but they're supposed to take 22 volts, so that's not the end of the world. And the motors, they're supposed to take whatever the ESCs give them. There was no direct connection to the battery or anything like that, but they should be taking that anyway.
none of that ever
so
murmured.
What so. You'd done is you'd fried the board, you'd fried your receiver, but everything else was working fine. So, 130 quid later, solved. One thing that's interesting, and I've got 2.5 boards on all my helicopters. I've got two 2.6 boards, but I've never used them. So Gordon's had my spare one. But what was interesting is the 2.6 board is different from the 2.5 board in that it has a pre-flight safety check. So we couldn't get it to work properly, and we couldn't get it to arm with the controller. I had a hunt around, and I found out what what it was. It was saying that because there was no compass connected, it wasn't going to let us arm the system at all. So all you have to do is make sure that you disarm that. You're not doing any harm. It's checking lots and lots of other things, but you can't seem to tell it, I don't have a compass, without going into a whole load of parameters, which I don't know if I'm competent to get into. But once we disabled the pre-flight safety checks, it all worked. It arms the ESCs, and this now... he's ready to fly.
Ready to go.
So, if we hold it over and we arm the system,
see some propellers on it.
You can see there that we're ready to go. That should fly in a few minutes.
That could be off.
We shall see. That wasn't as hard, though, was it? And once I figured out what was going on.
Harder than I thought. Harder. There's more to it than I thought with calibrating and.
Yeah. But the thing that I think you'll find is that what I've saved you, and that's my battery finish, thank you.
It was ready.
I did say I thought it was full. Don't worry. I can edit. So one of the things that you've benefited from, I guess, today is the fact that I've done so much head scratching over the last 2 years that I knew that there was...
I knew where to look.
Yeah, I mean, the thing to say is... try and eliminate what it can't be.
Yeah.
You know, the old Sherlock Holmes method of if you found out what it can't be, then that's what it is.
We knew that worked.
So we tested that. We knew that was screwed.
Yeah.
So we got a new one and it worked. We knew that was screwed, so we got a new one and it worked.
Yeah.
And then when the light was flashing, it wouldn't let me calibrate. I worked out that was a pretty bad check.
Didn't want to fly for a safety reason.
So this is now ready. If you get specific problems, the actual DIY drones manuals are quite good at telling you what needs to happen. So that's not the end of the world. But I mean, effectively, as you look at your quadcopter, so Gordon's facing me, he's facing the forward direction of the quadcopter here. If he touches this front right, that's one. And then it goes one, two, three, four.
Back to four.
And they always turn back towards the centre. So that's the easy way of remembering it.
And you do that by, on the ESCs, you just swap over two of the connections.
Yeah, there's a lot of people suggest that, well, does it matter? No, it doesn't. You can swap any two, but the old problem I used to have was I'd pull two apart and let go of them, and then just plug the two back in the same one. So always keep hold of one to know that it's the opposite.
I'll manage that bit.
But that's ready to fly, mate. We're going to have a go.
Let's go and see if I can crash it. How many minutes before it hits the ground in a big pile?
Yeah.
5 to 10 is my estimation.
That's it. You got it? Just pick it up gently. Don't get too high, don't get too scared. A bit more throttle. Try and keep it shoulder height. And then you get rid of prop wash then.
That'll do. And I got it on film for you.
Blimey.
Without you knowing.
It's a bit nerve-wracking, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
What you want to do is get it when it's ready to go and you've got it balanced and then pop it.
Give just it a bit more.
Give it a fair old bit more. Get it up quickly. Hot faster than that. Get it up to shoulder height quickly.
Okay.
There you go. Just correct. Don't try and turn or yaw it at all. If it moves, you move with it, so that you're always pointing in the right direction. Just bring it down. Low landing. You also get a ground effect as well. When you get closer to the ground, the props take more resistance.
When it starts to go wrong, it's going wrong in a hurry.
That's bloody brilliant, mate. Well, if you get a tri-prop on that, a three-blade prop, it'll be even quieter. Because they're better balanced. So like I said, if that turns and rotates on the wind or something, always try and point yourself into the wind.
Yeah.
Because that's easier.
Yeah.
You can always push it away from you then and it'll slowly come back. Don't try and fly it back towards yourself against the wind all the time.
Suddenly turn around.
Yeah, yeah. So point towards where the wind's coming from, pick it up, and if that slowly turns and it's pointing over there afterwards, either pick it up and put it back, or go and stand there so it's pointing the way that you're going. Okay. So you always keep yourself in line with it. But your lessons are going to be, so here's one for the show, your lessons for this one to start flying your helicopter, basically, you lift it up, put it down, lift it up, put it down, and you want a shoulder level hover, which will get rid of prop wash problems and that kind of stuff. Then what you want to do is practice going forwards and backwards, then left and right and left and right, and then eventually you want to do an arc. So you'll get this thing and you'll arc it round so that it's always pointing away from you, and then bring it back to the center. And then you'll start flying figure of eights, which is when you've got then it nose in, it's called.
Right, come back towards
and
you then.
Nose in is shit your pants time.
Okay.
Yeah, but don't cut the throttle, that's the key. The last thing you want to do is just cut the throttle. If you let go of everything, the worst that's going to happen is it's going to carry on drifting. I mean, that's awesome. Better than I did. So bring it across to your left now. So it's back in centre. There we go. And you're getting used to the degree of movements there now. It's really well balanced as well. Now then, you're out of position, put it down. Turn yourself so you're in line with it and put it down. Let it down. Okay, so that started to get away from you then, didn't it?
Yeah.
And there was a tendency you wanted to take your finger off the throttle there, didn't you, at one point?
Run away.
Yeah. If it turns like that, do what I said, turn yourself so that you're now in line with it.
Get in line behind it.
Yeah, but don't take it off from there. No. Because I don't want you to chop the pieces out of mine, but... So then just bring it back and start again. I mean, the wind, if anything, is coming from that direction a little bit.
So fly it that way, really.
So point it into the wind, and that's it. But don't get scared, and don't cut the throttle. Just let it come naturally, and then bring it down under control. Brilliant.
Oh, maybe that's stable it actually is.
Okay, so it's turning away from you, so bring it back across. And take it forward so your orientation's the same. Okay, now just let it down.
calmly let it down, bring it to the right, to the left rather. Bring it to the left. That's it. Now hold. Let it stabilise. There you go. You got it. Forward, move it away from your waist. Okay, if you're getting tense, put it down. Just control it, put it down. Now put it down, start again. Don't drop it, let go.
You caught that one, we'll edit, that bit out.
But that was because you got scared.
Yeah, so come back towards me then.
Yeah, so the thing is to just when it starts to move away from you, put it down.
Yeah.
You haven't broken anything there.
It seems to have survived.
No. When it starts to get away from you, stop what you're doing and put it down gently and leave it. You have to go and pick it up. Don't try and orient it. Don't try and fix the problem, because all you'll do is add more problems to what you've got. And like I said with the old guy, always be so high that you can make three mistakes. You're not high enough for that here.
Right.
So once you've realised that it's getting out away from you, put it down.
Just get it on the ground.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's done a brilliant job though, mate. I mean, that's amazing flying for a first time. So the other thing as well is to say, what about my comment about build your own, don't buy a Phantom? What do you think to that now?
Oh yeah, this is
hey, you've had more fun.
Far more fun. Yeah,
but what the feeling now is, could you put this back together dead easy?
Yeah, that's the thing. I can understand how it works, so whichever bit breaks, I kind of know how it went on in the first place, so pull it off and start again. And then you can,
but that was my point to you today when we were building it, was you're not flying a £1,000 model that you can completely screw up.
No.
You're flying a £30 crash.
Yeah.
And that's all.
I see a Phantom just taking off over the horizon.
And away it goes.
Wondering wherever it's going to end up on its own.
You need to check your battery as well, because that's...
Oh, yes.
Yeah, those aren't working. They take it off now. And we'll put a connection on it. So, just finished with Gordon. He's had one slight crash. Nothing broken. Nothing broken at all. Absolutely phenomenal.
Me or it.
No. Absolutely phenomenal flying. Really, really good for a very first time. Lifted it up and hovered it. The key thing for you is lift it up and hover. Practice your hover. And set yourself a bubble. And make sure that when it gets to the edge of that bubble, you bring it back towards the centre of the bubble. And then do deliberate aways and backs and deliberate lefts and rights, and then do an arc in front of you so it's always pointing away, and then you're up to figures of eight and things like that. You're left here, mate.
Okay.
And then you're doing a right over the bridge.
Okay.
So yeah, set yourself those parameters. Always make sure as well that you're doing it somewhere where you don't have to worry about watching your feet. So don't do it where you're going to fall over something, or you know, rock face or something like that. So you can move with the quadcopter and make sure you're always behind it. And if anyone comes and watches you, whatever you do, just say to them, right, no matter who you want to talk to, your wife, your missus, your kid, your me, whatever, always stay behind me and always watch the helicopter. Even if you're talking to me, always watch the helicopter. Don't take your eye off it, because they do the damnedest things for the damnedest reasons. But have some fun. We're going to do a show again soon.
That's good.
We'll get back in the studio and we'll get Paul and Paul and see how far they've got with their quadcopters. But today, we fixed Gordon's.
That's brilliant.
And he's flown it.
Thank you, Ewan. Thank you for all your help. Much appreciated. So, I shall hopefully have plenty of footage to come.